A nation that truly has no clue, they don't know what they're doing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your unvaccinated host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Again, thank you for joining me this week. So on this week's show, it was originally going to be another UFO-themed show because that seems to be the rage right now in the paranormal universe is UFOs. I was going to talk about the races of aliens that are supposedly visiting this planet, who are the races that are going to be for us, going to protect us, and who is going to be against us. Well, I'm going to change things up a little bit. That's going to be probably my next show. To be completely honest with you, I'm not feeling well right now. I'm getting a little nervous. My chest is really, really starting to bother me, and I had to use my inhaler for the first time in probably about 2-3 weeks, and I just want to take it easy. I don't want to, don't want to run into anything I had before, so we're going to have a shorter show this week, but it is a show I wanted to do, and it's going to revolve around the lunacy that basically is going on around the planet. The governments of the world are just beyond overstepping their bounds. They want total control. They are going to get total control no matter how much we fight it. They are going to do what they can to get total control. And it starts with the idiot in the White House right now. Now, I'm going to play for you a clip. This is Joe Biden, and I'm not mocking this man. I'm really not mocking this man, but this is who we have representing us on the world stage, and this should scare you. This is Joe Biden talking about bringing the troops home from Afghanistan, and I just want you to listen to what he says, how he says it, and what happens in the middle of this thing. He just blanks out. So this is Joe Biden talking about the troops in Afghanistan, bringing them home. This is what we have representing us, and this should scare you. Listen to this.
Some detained Americans, including Ferrix. I want to pronounce the name correctly. I misspoke. And this, starting this month, we're going to begin to begin relocation flights for Afghanistan SIV applicants. Half have gotten on aircraft and come commercial flights and come. Another half believe they want to stay. We went for two reasons. One, to bring Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell, as I said at the time.
All kidding aside, I feel bad for this guy. This guy is losing it. The Democrat Party has no business putting this guy in front of anybody anymore. We thought it was bad during the presidential campaign. It is now obvious to anyone watching this man talk. He is now having a hard time putting words together. And the Democrats will say, well, that's just his stuttering issue. I don't know. I've been following Joe Biden for quite a long time. I don't remember him having that bad, if any, of a stuttering issue. And as a matter of fact, he was a pretty eloquent speaker at one point. Granted, he lied through his teeth, but he could complete a thought. Now, he can't complete a thought. You can see him struggling to put the words together. And then, near the end of that audio clip I just gave you, he just blanks out. You can hear him kind of breathe, and he's just staring blankly. This man's mind is going. What is it going – and trust me, I understand what's coming next when Joe Biden leaves office. He's not going to make his first full term. He will not make it 4 years. I, myself, am amazed he made it to the 4th of July. I know what's coming next. I know Kamala Harris will take his place. And Kamala Harris is going to make us wish Joe Biden was back in office. I get that. But for the sake of the man, not the politician, for the sake of the man, get him out of there. The whole world is watching this man deteriorate in front of our own eyes. It's sickening. It's maddening. And shame on the Democrats for allowing this to continue. Again, I know what's coming. I know Kamala Harris is going to be in office. This is like a three years she will be in office to destroy this country, cackling all the way. And I get it. I get that Joe Biden really isn't in charge. A lot of people say this is Biden or Obama's third term. And remember what he said. Remember what Obama said. It makes sense now. They're just parading Biden out there and giving him talking points, and he has his teleprompter. But even with that teleprompter, he can't do it. He gets lost. His mind just stops working. I had a very, very close loved one. My grandfather died of Alzheimer's dementia. It is horrible to watch them just decline, knowing who they once were and who they are becoming and what they are becoming, essentially, because they're not there. It is horrible. And to parade this man across the planet, talking to leaders of other countries, how do you think Putin felt talking to this guy? He must, like I said before, he must have been just slathering all over, slobbering, just, oh my gosh, we've got him right where we want him. This president is weak. Personally, you all Democrats were so worried about Trump having control of the button. I would be a million times more worried when Joe Biden has control. I honestly don't think they gave Joe Biden the code to the nukes. Don't think so. If they did, God help us all. But let's move on here. This week, or this past week, it came to light, Joe Biden's out talking about COVID-19 and talking about vaccinations. He then told America that this is the administration's plan to get the rest of us who have not been vaccinated, those who are hesitant to be vaccinated, this is the administration's plan. Listen to this.
To devote the remainder of the summer to a special focus on five ways to make gains in getting those of you who are unvaccinated vaccinated. Because here's the deal. We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those eager to get their first shot and their second shot, for that matter, if they needed a second. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oft times door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
So as you can imagine, people went nuts. Oh yeah, the government's coming to my house to give me a vaccination? Absolutely not. Now the left and your CNNs and your MSNBCs are like, well, that was taken out of context. So during a press briefing on Air Force One, a reporter asked Press Secretary Jen Psaki. He asked her a question about that topic. Now, this reporter is from the Post-Gazette. Never heard of it. Don't care. Obviously, a far-left publication, because listen to how he put this question. He asked her, yesterday, you talked about door knocking, which is a pretty standard thing, and it was picked up in the far-right sphere as the government is going to come to your door and make you get the vaccine. I'm wondering, what was your reaction to that? I guess give the reporter some credit. That reporter had no inclinations of hiding his or her bias. The far right sphere. Well, door knocking is a general thing, right? Yeah, because the government's always knocking on my door. So Jen Psaki, and everybody's expecting Jen Psaki to say, well, hold on, because CNN, MSNBC, and NBC, CBS, ABC, they're all telling everybody this isn't what he meant. So everybody's expecting Jen Psaki to say, well, okay, hold on, he didn't mean it like that. Psaki replied, what this effort is a continuation of what we have seen as impactful effort that we've had by local public health officials and volunteers in a range of communities over the last month of action. We've actually seen an impact, a positive impact of a range of steps we've taken in states like Florida, Mississippi, others where there have been lower vaccination rates. Nowhere in that answer, and this is pure classic Jen Psaki, just completely avoiding the question. Nope, I'm not gonna directly answer your question. I'm going to dance around it and we'll circle back later. She doesn't answer the question at all. So now this is proving to everybody that this is this administration's, this party's goal is to go out and start knocking on people's doors to get them vaccinated. Well, the first question I have is, how would you know if I'm not vaccinated? Are you knocking at every person's door? Hi, I'm just wondering if you guys are vaccinated. Yep, vaccinated. Okay, thanks. I'm not vaccinated. I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm not vaccinated, especially a government official. And then if I do tell them I'm not vaccinated, then it's just like the Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, I would like to tell you about the wonderful gifts that the vaccination gives you, if you believe in it. I mean, come on. This is how civil war starts. Honestly, this is how civil war starts. Okay, we're going to need F-15s and nukes, apparently. But this is how it starts. Because you're going to have these people, and you're going to have that one guy out there that just is so infuriated with the government, so infuriated with this whole COVID thing, that he's just banking. He's got a gun propped right on the side of his door for when those government officials come knocking on his door. And then when they do, bam, they're gonna get shot and they're gonna get gunned down. And this is how it starts. The government has no business telling me if I should get vaccinated at all. None whatsoever. If you are vaccinated, you're fine. I've been reading a ton on these vaccinations, thinking to myself, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, honestly, can that many people be that stupid to get this vaccine? Yep, it's true. There are that many people. But what I'm reading, and I'm becoming a firm believer that I received the COVID vaccination from people who are shedding their vaccine. And when you shed the vaccine, you shed COVID. So you're essentially a walking cesspool of COVID. All these jabbers, I call them, all these jabbers who have got the vaccine are so afraid of us who haven't got the vaccine. Well, you shouldn't be, because it's just like every other vaccine. If it really truly works, you shouldn't have to worry about a thing. Well, I am now becoming very afraid of those who have had the vaccine, because it appears they are much more dangerous than us that didn't get the vaccine. There is science backing up. And I know science and facts only goes as far as what you want to believe. I get that. But there is science backing up the facts that the people who have been vaccinated are much more susceptible to spread the virus to those of us who aren't vaccinated, as opposed to us being non-vaccinated, spreading it to people who have been vaccinated. Again, listen to what I just said. Those of us who are not vaccinated, spreading it to those of you who are vaccinated. Doesn't make sense, does it? You took the vaccine for the reason of not getting COVID. If it really works, you should have no problem standing in the room with us. Now, we who have not been vaccinated should have a very, very big problem being around those of us, or those of you, I should say, that have been vaccinated. because we have a better chance of getting it from you than you would ever have from getting it from us. And I'm banking on the fact that the vaccine isn't as good as they say it is. And now, of course, you've got the Delta variant. And now we have the Lambda variant. I mean, what Greek alphabet letter is going to be the next variant? And everyone's deadlier, more contagious. You can't make this up. I've talked about this news team over in my area for months and years now. ABC 12 posted an article. Oh, the new symptoms of the new strains of COVID. Coughing, sneezing, headache, runny nose. Hi. That is allergies. That is a cold. I am so tired of the fear-mongering, the fear porn that the government's realizing that people are done with this. They're done with the mask mandates, they're done with the shutdowns, and they're losing control. So now we have a Delta variant. Well, that didn't seem to scare many people, so we're just going to talk about it all the time. Well, it's still not scaring people. People aren't wearing masks. All right, we're gonna put out a Lambda variant. I mean, come on. Yes, it is a mutated gene or a mutated virus. I don't doubt that it's out there. Listen, I got the UK variant. I know that these things mutate. I got the UK variant. It hit me hard. But you know what? I am a vast, vast minority of people that got hit that hard. I'm still not going to take the vaccine. I'm still not going to wear a mask. I'm still not going to adhere to these lockdowns because this is all... I mean, it's becoming apparent that this is just a government control. You look at the states, Florida, Texas, North Dakota or South Dakota, wherever Kristi Noem is, I don't know where they are. The states that just opened up and said, we're done. We're not going to do this anymore. Those states, first off, their economies are thriving. Secondly, you look at states that stayed locked down. California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, New York, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. The infection rates are no different. None. In some cases, the infection rates on those shutdown states are much higher. So what gives? It's the body's immune system reacting to this. If you don't go anywhere, and when you do go somewhere, you wear a mask, you are not doing your body any favors. There is going to be a ton of people sick this fall because their immune systems are just shot because they didn't have to, the immune system didn't have to do anything. I mean, it's going to be a dark winter for some indeed. Now, moving on real quickly, a CNN medical analyst. Oh, gosh, what is this? Dr. Liana Wen. She's the president of Planned Parenthood, so that should be everything you need to know. She came on to CNN, and yes, it's CNN, but make no mistake, this is everything the left feels, let alone half of the country, because half of the country hates those of us who have not been vaccinated because, A, we don't care about people. We're putting them in danger. I'm telling you. Mark my words, it is going to be more dangerous for you to stand next to a vaccinated person than it would be an unvaccinated person standing next to a vaccinated person. And again, listen to what I just said. These people, these vaccinated people are so brainwashed and so out of control lunatics that they're vaccinated, but they're afraid of us unvaccinated people because they don't want us to give them anything. Then why get the vaccine? But mark my word, you are going to see, and it's going to come out that these vaccinated people are shedding the vaccine, shedding the virus, I guess it would be the best way to put it, and making those of us who are unvaccinated sick. So let's call it for what it is. I mean, maybe it is good to get the vaccine just so you're just shedding the virus to other people that are vaccinated. Let's look at the long-term health effects. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So the CNN medical contributor, Dr. Liana Nguyen, said on Friday that, and I quote, this is not paraphrased, I quote, on Friday she said that life needs to be hard for Americans who have not received a coronavirus vaccine with twice weekly testings. Now when, and I apologize, she was the former Planned Parenthood president, she went on to say, so now we have this Delta variant. Okay, we're going to fear porn you with this Delta variant. So now we have this Delta variant that is much more contagious. Because it's much more contagious, it's going to be even harder for us to reach herd immunity, which we've already reached. We're going to have to vaccinate an even higher proportion of people to get there. What happens then if we end up having another variant developing that's even more contagious? That could cause more disease that could evade the protections of our immune system. Hold on. When, whatever your name is, when did you ever concern yourself with the human body's immune system? All you and the left want is, our immune system can't do this. We need a vaccine to take care of this. When did our immune system come into play here? Because it's the right, the people that have not been vaccinated, that have been saying, hey, I've got an immune system. So you're completely contradicting yourself. But here's the thing. There is going to be a huge, and this is all a part of the media, and this is all a part of the left's plan. They're dividing us by political party. They're dividing us by race. They were dividing us by masker or non-masker. Now they're dividing us by vaccinator or non-vax. You know, the non-vaxxers. That is a derogatory term now. If you were told you were a non-vaxxer, that was meant as an insult. There is a division happening in this country right now where the majority of the people have had their vaccine. And the majority of those people that have had the vaccine look down on us that have not had the vaccine. And it's going to get ugly because, trust me, you are going to have a vaccine passport. They may not call it a vaccine passport, but it's going to do the same thing as what a vaccine passport was meant to do. You can't go to any concerts. You can't go into any sporting events. You'll be lucky to be able to go to the grocery store. You sure as hell ain't going to be able to travel. But they'll call it the Family Protection Act. I don't know. They're going to make it this some unicorn and sparkles and fairy name that makes it sound less threatening other than the vaccine passport. It's coming. People laughed at me. People told me there's no way in God's green earth that would ever happen in America, Tom. This ain't the America you grew up in, buddy. And it's changing quick. So you are going to have a vaccine passport. And again, it may not be called that, but whatever it's called, it's going to happen. So we are going, those of us who do not have a vaccine, are going to have to figure out how to survive not going to concerts. Oh, no. I think I've been to 3 in my whole life. Not going to sporting events. Yeah, I can live without that. Not being able to travel. Yeah, I'm okay with that. But it's the grocery stores. It's kind of like if you read the Bible, it's the mark of the beast. Have you had your vaccine? Yep, you're good. You can fall into this new world order. If you haven't, you're an outcast. Good luck surviving. It's coming to that. For those of you who don't think that it is, your government is going door to door to inquire about vaccine status and to offer you a vaccine and give you facts on how safe and how protective this vaccine is when they are lying through their teeth because nobody knows. How, you know, I see all these celebrities and all these sports figures on TV and all these ungodly amount of vaccine commercials telling everybody the vaccine is safe, the vaccine is good for you, get your COVID-19 vaccine, thumbs up. They're lying through their teeth. Nobody knows. Nobody knows if it's safe. They say it's 85% effective, but you know how many people I know, I personally know, that have had both vaccines and still got COVID? That is my itty-bitty little circle. And I know as That's, as we talk to everybody in America, that circle it spans. You're not hearing how many people are getting sick still. You're not hearing of the horrible side effects. We just had a 13-year-old kid die here in Michigan because of what they think was the second COVID shot. Nobody talks about that. Nobody wants to hear about that, apparently. Well, sorry. That's why my kids aren't getting the shot. I'm not taking that chance. As a parent, I have to do what's best for my children. Oh, Tom, what's best for your children is to get that COVID vaccine. That's what's best for your children. If you're not doing that, you're not a good parent. Really? Okay. I want you to go to any medical facility and have them pull out an untested vaccine for anything else. Anything else. And have them give it to your children. Have them tell you, well, this is untested. This is only an emergency declaration that we are able to put this into your body. We have no idea what the side effects are long term, but let's give it to you. Are you going to do it? Are you going to say to yourself, not my kid? Because as a parent, it's your job to keep your children safe. And for those of you who have had the vaccine and had your children get the vaccine, that's not a knock. You made that choice. That's your choice. On my end, I'm making the choice. I'm not getting it. My wife's not getting it. My kids aren't getting it. That is my choice. Everybody here has a choice. The problem I have is those of you who have got the vaccine and look at me, you look down at me and say, I'm like a leper. But what you don't realize is that we who have not been vaccinated think the same of you. I think of you as, what are you doing? Because any other time in any other period of your life, if there was an experimental drug to come out, you'd be like, oh, no way, no way. But because the media and the government tell you, yeah, it's good, it's safe, it's no long-term side effects, there's none. How do you know? How long have you tested it? A month or two? Oh, well, that's good enough for me. What about 4 or 5 years down the road when all these people are getting cancer? What do you think then? What do you think about these girls that are becoming sterile? That is a very real issue. There's proof that this toxin, these protein spikes that they thought would be great to inject in you because it would take care of the virus. Well, that's the virus. That is a toxin, and there's ongoing evidence that you will not hear about. You only hear about it here. But it shows that it accumulates in the spleen and the kidneys and, more importantly, in the ovaries and renders women sterile. Doesn't that bother you? I'm going to take my chances. I took my chances before. I came out ahead. Who knows? I may get this again and I may not survive. But you know what? I know it was a natural, well, maybe natural. I know I didn't kill myself from getting an experimental drug. You know, all these people that are calling it a vaccine, ladies and gentlemen, it's not. It is not a vaccine. It is experimental. It was only allowed to come out through an emergency declaration, through the quote-unquote pandemic. This is, you know, by standards, by numbers, this is a pandemic. But let's be honest. These numbers, they're fabricated. The amount of deaths that this virus has caused, wrong. The amount of people that were stated and told they had this virus, wrong. Again, I know of a person who was waiting in line, got tired of waiting after he registered. Oh my gosh, she got a letter in the mail. You have COVID. How do you know? Well, we tested you. No, you didn't. How many people that were tested for COVID actually had the cold, actually had the flu, because they were so freaked out because the left and the media were saying, hey, if you got a cough, if you got a sore throat, maybe you got a headache, oh, maybe you got the sniffles, you have COVID. Exact same symptoms of cold, flu, allergies. You know what? How many people were told you have COVID and their whole life changed? There has to be accountability. Dr. Fauci needs to be in prison for what he has done. Gretchen Whitmer needs to be in prison. And again, I'm not saying that COVID doesn't exist. It does. I'm a firm believer in it. Went through it. My whole family went through it. But it is not as bad as we were led to believe. This was nothing but a political ploy. This was the greatest manipulation of humans in the existence of the human race. And it amazes me how many people are falling in line saying, yep, I got to get that vaccine because the government told me to. But remember, you who have had the vaccine are probably more dangerous than us who have not got the vaccine, because you are literally shedding that virus. Think about that. All right, that'll be it for the show this week. I'm sorry cutting it so short, but I am really, really not feeling well right now. So send me an email or send me a voicemail at 989-607-4722. Again, 989-607-4722 or ghostseeker4@charter.net. What are you going to do when the government comes to your door? I'm going to put that on the Paranormal Patriot website. I think I found a way to share. I got kind of getting around this Facebook thing. I think I'm getting around a way to share, but please share the show, like the show, comment on the show, give me a 5-star review if you like it. Let me know what you are going to, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when that knock comes on your door and it's the government asking you about your COVID vaccine? Contact me, 989-607-4722 or ghostseeker4@charter.net. I'm going to read the responses next week. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Balassis. I will talk to you next week. Probably going to be an early show next week. I'm going to be, maybe. Depends on when I get back from camp on Sunday. We will talk to you next week. Again, you have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Balassis. Sit back, relax, and open that mind.